when I hit the floor. Energy high enough to give them more. See the way your body grow. Yeah, you got me losing control. From the bar to the center stage, with the lights up the whole parade. Tonight we know there isn't anything. Just vibes and energy we bring. If you feel I make you move your feet. Your body calling you close. Temperature getting hotter. We go dance to the morning light. Never stop till we feel alright. Every move where you they do. Think I wanna follow you. Tonight we know there isn't anything. Just vibes and energy we bring. If you feel I make you move your feet.
Calls on UPND to respect senior members amid political tensions. Political activists applaud political parties for embracing merit and inclusivity ahead of the August polls. In international news, Senegal Parliament Speaker resigned, paving way for Ousmane Sonko to replace him. In sports, Sundowns crowned Kings of Africa again after dramatic final in Rabat.
And now, Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Governance and human rights advocate Wesley Nianda has urged the United Party for National Development, UPND, to show respect to senior party members who played a crucial role in wresting power from the Patriotic Front. Mr. Nianda expresses concern over recent attacks on former local government and rural development minister Gary Nkombo by UPND cadres, condemning what he describes as thuggery behavior that warrants widespread denunciation. Highlighting Zambia's democratic principles, Mr. Miyanda reminds the ruling party that Mr. Nkombo, the immediate past Mazabuka Central Member of Parliament, has the constitutional right to recontest his seat as an independent candidate. In an interview with our Copperbelt News Bureau, Mr. Miyanda said that Mr. Nkombo was sidelined by the ruling party. He helped support, alongside President Hakainde Hichilema and other key figures such as Jack Mwimbu and Cornelius Mwetwa. Mr. Miyanda emphasized the importance of dialogue between Mr. Nkombo and UPND leadership, given his significant contributions to the party and his staunch support for President Hichilema during the 2021 general elections to resolve their differences amicably. Political activist Rudolf Mwanza has welcomed the recent candidate adoptions by various political parties ahead of Zambia's August general elections, praising them for demonstrating a strong commitment to merit, inclusivity and leadership renewal. Mr. Mwanza said it is encouraging to see a selection process that prioritizes competence, dedication to service and grassroots engagement rather than entitlement or political seniority. He particularly highlighted the growing number of young people and women being adopted to contest in different constituencies, calling it a significant step toward more inclusive governance. He said this underscores the importance of broad participation in the country's political future. In more news, elections campaign activities are intensifying in Maramba constituency as UPND parliamentary candidate Yvonne Kaba conducted a vibrant roadshow across several wards in Livingston. Large crowds welcomed Ms. Kaba with supporters singing, dancing and waving UPND party materials along the route. During the event, she engaged with community members and expressed gratitude for their backing ahead of the general elections. Residents praised Ms. Kaba as a dedicated community leader who understands local needs. They are hopeful that key issues such as road infrastructure, youth empowerment and enhanced service delivery will be prioritized if she wins the parliamentary seat. Meanwhile, in Livingston Central constituency, parliamentary candidate Dilon Mayangwa and mayoral candidate Bride Hanakamba also held a roadshow drawing strong support from their followers. Their campaigns across both constituencies signal rising enthusiasm as the August 13th general elections approach. In another development, the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has partnered with 10 companies to address the persistent dust pollution along Wulungushi Road in Kawe. ZEMA Acting Director General Christopher Kanema has revealed that 4 water bowsers have been deployed as part of this dust suppression effort, describing the move as a temporary solution while awaiting more permanent measures. Mr. Kanema further revealed that plans are underway to upgrade Wulungushi Road to a bituminous surface, which will provide a long-term fix. Emphasizing the government's commitment to public health, Mr. Kanema assured residents that dust-related pollution along the road will soon be eliminated. In international news, the Speaker of Senegal's Parliament, El Malik Ndiaye, said Sunday he was resigning 2 days after his close ally, Ousmane Sonko, was fired as Prime Minister, deepening a political crisis in the debt-laden West African country. In a Facebook post, Ndiaye described his decision to step down as a personal choice guided above all by his understanding of institutions, public responsibility and the best interests of the nation. Ndiaye clears the way for Sonko to run for the post of head of parliament, where his PASTEF party holds a strong majority in a challenge to President Bassirou Diomaye Faye. Deputies have been summoned to a full session of the assembly on Tuesday morning to reinstate Sonko as a member of parliament and vote for a new speaker, according to official documents published late Sunday. Still in international news, police in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo fired shots in the air after angry crowds attempted to reclaim the bodies of loved ones who had died at an Ebola treatment center in Ungwalu. 2 local journalists told the BBC. Sunday's unrest continued throughout the day, according to reporters. The treatment center in a hospital compound